And time now for our Greenleaf's Jewelry Trivia question. And here with that is Kyle Riley.
Well, Ryan, with his triple last night, Carlos Sanchez now stands alone in the Pioneer League lead with nine. Those nine triples also tie Kyle Waldrop's season total a year ago. Tonight's question, who holds the Billings Mustangs' all-time short season record for triples in a season?
And on cue, Carlos Sanchez leading things off, and he takes a fastball high and wide. Ball one, he's been red hot of late. His last two games, 5 for 9, 3 triples to up that total to 9. As he checks his swing on a ball down and away, ball two. So he has gotten a third of that triple total just in these last two games against Ogden. Of course, he had the night off in between. Rips this one high and deep down the right field line, but foul. Way out in front of that 2-0 fastball.
That is definitely the line that he likes, as a lot of his triples here at home have come down the right field line into the corner. And Ryan, with only 2 stolen bases coming into tonight's action, no offense to Carlos, but not expected that you would think he would have 9 triples so far on the year.
He's got sneaky speed. 2-1 is a roller foul, first base side, 2-2. He's the type of guy that is a smart base runner. He's opportunistic, and Ray Martinez commenting that he might be the best base runner on the team. He can stretch a single into a double, double into a triple, and you can go first to third as well as anybody on the team. Just by the way he reads and reacts. 2-2, wave and a miss. Straight change there, pulled the string, and down on strikes Sanchez. That's the second strikeout for left-hander Jake Hermsen. One down. And Zach Vincey will now hit in the sixth spot tonight, an unusual spot for him. Usually a 2-7-9 type guy, but he's been moved up a little bit because you just can't ignore that batting average. 424, 28 hits and 66 at-bats, a homer, 12 driven in. Pounces this one up the middle, making a play on the run. Morales to first, that's a nice defensive play for out number two by Delvis Morales.
Morales had the charge in on that one, came in on the infield grass, scooped it up nicely and tossed it over to Valdez for the first out of the inning. And I'll tell you what, Vincey, I was actually surprised to see that he was hitting 424. I hadn't looked at the stats lately. Very impressive.
John Matthews now will try to get the Mustangs going with two down. He takes a strike on the outside corner. It's been a very tough season for John. 161, his batting average. No homers, 9 RBIs, but PK saying he's been delivering a lot better quality at bats of late. And here's another one. He shoots one to right, but it's right at Rathjen. And when you're hitting 161, that's the type of luck you get. A well-hit ball, but right at the right fielder for Ogden. A very quick 1-2-3 inning for Jake Hermsen and the Raptors. We go to the top of the third. No score. Billings versus Ogden on the Mustangs Radio Network.